Hello, my name is Nessie Prudencio.
Hi, my name is Hector Chavez.
Hi, my name is Olivia Lozano, and we're going to be talking about systemic discrimination.
Imagine being invested in a job for years, staying up all night long, and giving your all. You know you're working harder than anyone in your office, then suddenly you're recognized by your boss and get raised. Later, you find out someone did the exact work as you did and got paid twice as much as you did. You're a woman and the other person is a man. This is a reality within our society, and little is done to solve this issue. My name is Hector Chavez. I'm in North Hills, and it's 11:09, and I'm going to be talking about our essential question: to what extent does the United States policy discriminate against genders? About 4 in 10 working women, is about 42 in the United States, say they have faced discrimination on jobs because of their gender, according to the Pew Research Center.
My name is Valeria Lozano. I'm in Pacoima, and it's 8 o'clock. The person we're going to be interviewing wishes to stay anonymous because she does not want to be reminded of her situation at her last job. The victim was bullied by the manager because the victim's coworker was male, and whenever he would make a mistake, the manager would blame the victim instead and will yell at the victim and belittle her. So, hi.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Hello.
Do you consider yourself a victim of systemic discrimination?
Yeah.
What happened to you at your job?
So basically, whenever my cishet coworker would make a mistake, especially in the cash register, I would be the one blamed for it, and she would yell at me, and she would basically, like, punish me in a way. She made me suffer. I hated it.
How did your working conditions affect you as a person?
Basically, it made me, in my new job, whenever they would ask me to do cash register, I would start shaking violently. I would start getting an anxiety attack, basically. It worsened my depression also. And I told my therapist about that, and she basically said the working environment is not really mentally healthy for me. And I was basically traumatized to this day because the way she would yell at me and belittle me was pretty bad.
I'm so sorry this happened to you. How did this event affect you in the long run?
Well, like I said, I can't do cash register, not at least recently, only because I shake violently and I basically get an anxiety attack. My cishet coworker, who's male, he got away with everything, and like all the problems were pinned on me. Like, now I can't even work with other male coworkers because I feel like they're gonna do the same thing.
Do you believe that systemic discrimination against gender is a big issue today in the United States?
Yes, there's the wage gap, there's sexual harassment. There's so many issues with gender that it's so normalized that people don't see it as a problem. But in reality, it is a problem, and just we need to speak out about it. There can be a lot of things that can be improved. I'm not saying it's the worst. It used to be worse before, and I'm not complaining about that. It's just that it can improve big time.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
My name is Valeria Lozano. I'm in Pacoima. It's 7:03. According to the New York Times, in 2015, a man by the name of Jesse was a registered nurse working in an Iowa prison. He was transitioning from female to male and had asked his employers if he would be allowed to use a men's restroom. He was denied his request because the issue was too controversial and there was concerns about the rights of cis male officers. Instead, he was sent to a unisex restroom in another building separated from where he was working. This suggests that even because he was given access to a unisex restroom, he's still being discriminated against because they didn't want to deal with controversy of being transgender. So this means that instead of dealing with the issue, people of the LGBTQ community suffer because they identify as one or the other, or don't identify with the gender they were given at birth. So this is a problem. This is an issue that should be talked about more.
Hello, my name is Leslie Prudencio, and I'm in North Hills, and it's 12 a.m. We're going to interview a victim of systemic discrimination who wants to be remained anonymous. This victim who asked to be remained anonymous was systemically discriminated against by a store he doesn't feel comfortable sharing due to concerns of privacy. So he is gay, and the company he worked for was aware of it after he had been hired. Before the company found out of the victim being part of the LGBTQ community, he was treated like his heterosexual coworkers. Before finding out of him being gay, he would get reasonable hours and get positions at work he felt comfortable working. After the company found out of him being gay, his hours got cut and excuses were made for him to come into work. So, do you consider yourself to be a victim of systemic discrimination?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was treated differently at work after being hired for a while because the company found out I was gay.
How did the company find out you were part of the LGBTQ community?
The company found out about how I was gay because I told one of my female coworkers about my love life, and my coworker mentioned it to our boss.
How did it affect the way you work?
It affected my work because my hours got cut and excuses were made so I wouldn't go to work.
Overall, do you think you feel attacked by this company?
Yes.
Solutions to essential question. One solution is to create organizations to slowly solve systemic discrimination. This will be a slow process, yet very efficient. Another solution is to create a fine against people who allow systemic discrimination to occur in the workplace. This will induce fear of allowing systemic discrimination against gender. It is important to recognize the injustices different genders face. More must be done to eliminate systemic discrimination against gender.